All right, last time I gave y'all wholesaling, and I was talking to my mom the other night. Oh, matter of fact, welcome back, all the hustlers. Welcome back to the Hustlers Talk talk show. I was talking to my mom the other night, and I was like, Mama, she was like, she kept telling me that, you know, people want to buy houses and stuff, and I live in California right now, right? And in California, to buy a house is very expensive, right? But in Texas, where I'm originally from, it's not that expensive. But what we was talking about was how the traditional mortgage usually put down 20%, right? A little bit over 20% to not pay PMI. And so what happens is people try to say they stay work their whole life saving up money to buy their forever home. They never buy investment properties because you just spent your whole life saving money to buy a forever home, right? You saved up $20,000, $30,000, whatever, to buy this one house. And then, you know, I always hear these stories, I sacrificed so much to buy this one home, right? And I'm like, dang, why you do that? Because the whole time you was working, you was paying for the house. You was saving your money, paying for an apartment, right? Or you living with your mom's, grandmother, whoever. Might have been living with somebody saving money a little faster. But the thing is, we don't talk about how you can live in a rental property and rent out the units, right? We don't talk about, hey, go get a quadplex. That's four units. Go get a 203 FHA loan or just an FHA loan. If it need repairs, then they do the 203K loan. If it don't need repairs, then they do a basic, simple FHA loan. Now, I only put down the maximum I can put down is 3.5%, right? And I was telling my mom, she was like, well, how do you get good interest rates? Like, how do you know, interest rate vary, you know what I'm saying? So interest rate vary from, you know, credit unions to credit unions. But the down payment is based on your worthiness to pay, right? So basically, if I go add a big installment loan, like a car note, I go get a big installment loan, $10,000 or more. I put this on my credit report, pay it back. Now, they're more subject to give me, my credit goes up, but they're subject to let me put a lesser down payment down, right? I can put down 1.5% instead of 3.5%, and I can get a rental property, right? So now I'm living in this place, right? I tell the people I'm going to guarantee to stay in it for 1 year. I guarantee to stay in my own building for 1 year, right? I got three units I'm finna rent out. $1,500, $1,500, and $1,500. Right? So I'm renting those out. What's that? $3,500. Is that 35, 40? No. Let me get the math. I ain't good on the math on top of my head. Let me get the math right for y'all. So 1,500 times three. $4,500. Let me get that correct. Let me, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a math medic. I'm not a math guy like that. But $4,500, right? A month. You're going to make $4,500 a month. Now, $4,500 a month. On top of that, you finna do what? $4,500 a month. What else you finna do? You going to work. You going to be working. So now you add $4,500. Plus your income of, let's say, I'm going to average it out. Average person making $1,000 every 2 weeks. That's $5,500, right? But let's say for a month, right, you're going to make $4,500 a month off the rental property. For the month, let's say you make $2,000 a month, right? That's $6,500 you're going to take home. You're going to see at the end of the month. Every month, you're going to see $6,500, right? Now, let's say your note on your property is only $1,200. $1,200 of $6,500 is what your note is. You live in that place for a year, saving your money. You letting them pay the rent. You live for free. You paying the light bill, water, you know, you let them pay their own light bill, water bill, or you can include it, right? Which will raise the rent a little bit. But let's say you don't. You just pay it. They didn't pay their own light bill and water bill and get all hooked up. You just live there, right? So you live there for a year. Then you say, well, what I'm going to do now is refinance the building. I move out. I found another one. I refinance that one, right? You refinance it to a traditional loan. Maybe get a better interest rate, right? You refinance it. Now, what you do is you find a triplex. Now, think about this. The whole time you were saving your money up, so let's say it took you 4 years to save up $20,000, $30,000 to put a down payment on your forever home. You could have been buying rental property for 3 to 4 years so that you can use that when you find your forever home to pay your forever home note or a down payment for it, whichever one, right? So I would tell my mom, like, we don't really talk about, like, you know, how we can use the, how different loans, like, we got to understand different loans in order to know how to purchase different houses, right? I want a house in the country. I don't need to go get a traditional loan. What we're told is get a traditional loan. Get a traditional loan. That's the best one. When fact is, the loan that's suitable for you is for that environment. I'm in the country. I need to get a USDA loan. I don't make a lot of money in the country, right? Because I got to drive out. It's not that many jobs. So they have this loan, USDA loan, to help spark people living in the country in the rural areas. They offer a USDA loan, putting 1% down, and you got to make under $80,000. I know a lot of people that don't make $80,000 a year. I know a lot of people who can come up with 1% down payment. Right? Meaning, you can put that down. Right? House can't be over $100,000. Not a lot of houses in the rural areas of the country. Houses over $100,000. You just need to get you a house. You just get you something simple. Man, that's the best way to start you out. Refinance it later to something different. But what I'm saying, I'm telling mom, like, she's like, dang, I ain't never thought about it like that. I'm like, yeah. I was like, people buying houses. I'm like, look, in the country, I'm telling them, like, man, the real finesse is getting that trailer house game. She's like, what? I'm like, somebody right now, you listen to this, you live in a trailer, mobile home, right? You're like, man, I'm trying to figure out what to do. What you can do is find another mobile home, right? You can get on Facebook Marketplace, you can get on whatever. You can get on there, find you a good little trailer, a mobile home for about $1,000, $2,000. If you're in the country, Texas, somewhere. Out here in California, you probably they expensive. They like in the $200,000-$300,000. So probably got to save your money to get one out here. But Texas, you probably can find one in Louisiana, somewhere in the southern states. You can get you one for about $1,200, you know, $3,000, right? Not too hard. You go down there and buy it, right? Buy that house, buy the little mobile home, do minor work if it ain't moving ready, right? Do most of it yourself, right? Because it's a motor vehicle, you're going to use, you got to go to the DMV to get the title, right? Go to the DMV, get the title, motor vehicle. Then after you do that, you say, dang, I actually own this now. Do minor stuff, fix it up. You can flip it. You can add it, make it right, make it nice, and put it back on the market for more. Let's say you bought it for $3,000. You put it back on the market for $10,000. You say, oh, shit, I got to get $10,000. I'm going to put it on for $10,000. I'm going to make at least $7,000 off this property. Somebody's going to call. They're going to say, hey, look, I see you got this property up for $10,000. I got it right now, cash. Right? They didn't find a deal. You found it. You found it for cheap, for $3,000. Did some minor work to it. They called you and said, hey, I got $10,000 cash. I'm willing to go and give you the money now. They pull up on you with $10,000 cash. You're handing the title over. And now guess what? You made $7,000, right? $7,000. And you ain't do nothing besides do some minor research, find a mobile home. Then after you find a mobile home, fixed it up minorly, probably put $200-$300 into it to fix it up. And you went and put you'd have made just $7,000, right? That's how you do it. That's another way. But I would tell mom, we don't think the creative way of this, right? All we got to do is think outside the box, get out the tradition, get out of what people say we got to do. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got to do this. We got to do that. You know what I'm saying? Stop thinking we got to do it. We got to do it. We got to do it because we don't have to do it like that, right? We can do it how we want to. We can be creative with how we invest our money however we want to, right? So when I tell people this, look at different loans. Understand different loans. Different loans work for you. Each one has a different way to help you out in getting a house. Everybody wants to buy a forever home. I get that. Not everybody can afford the down payment for a forever home, right? And let's say you get your forever home and you want to sell some of those rental properties you got. You're like, man, I'm going to sell one. You look at it, the appreciating value on the rental properties you got, they didn't hit, you know, let's say you bought it for 60, now it's 80, or let's say it's 100, 200,000. You just sell it. You sell it. You don't need it anymore. You sell it. Made you a quick 100,000, 200,000, something like that. Now you got that in your account, right? You can go buy another rental property or put it into your house, do whatever you want to do with it. But it's ways to invest, right? I'm a student going to college. I'm trying to get in the dorms because that's what everybody say. I should go to college and get in the dorms. Really crazy. College, you really don't have to go to. Just don't let everybody know that. But they say get in the dorms, get in the dorms, you need to get in the dorms. Don't really need to get in the dorms. You need to go get your fine. You need to, before you go to college, your parents need to be setting you up for success. Right? Your parents need to be going and finding you a duplex, quadplex, or a triplex. Right? Now, your parents figure out, oh, I got one. They go get an FHA loan. You know, they know you're going to live in there for a year. That's already said you're going to live in there for a year. Guaranteed. They get it all under your name, right? Get you set up to where you can get your own rental property, right? They go rent out. You rent out the duplex, right? You rent out the other units, the ones you're not living in, right? You now are paying or living for free, right? And portion of the money is helping you pay for college. So now you're able to go to college without worrying about, oh, I can't. And now you got more money coming in. Like if you work a job, you use that money toward food, living, and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You might want to put it toward paying on a house, whatever you want to do. This is a better way and a structured way for parents to help their kids, right? And I want y'all to know I'm not doing a long episode today. I'm just doing a little quick one. It's a preview episode to what's to come because I want to go into more detail on the FHA and the 203K and how they set up and how they can help benefit you. What's the threshold for repairs for each one? Things like that. I want to be able to go in more in depth with you. I just want to do a quick episode, but I was just talking, you know, I think that a lot of us got to think outside the box when it comes to getting a loan, getting a house, right? I know a lot of people who bought a house, got it, realized there's more work into it that I needed. They could have got a better loan, different loan. They said they didn't have really good credit and stuff like that. And I want to talk to y'all about how to build your credit and to put things on there to make your credit look really strong. So when you go and get these houses, and the importance of not using your debit card when you're about to buy a house, using your credit, paying it off, and things like that. They just want to see how worthy you are of paying your bills in if you would pay the house note or go buy bubble gum or shoes and stuff like that. So this is a quick episode. Just want to get into it on the next one on a real in depth. Probably need to do that. Probably do it tonight or tomorrow. Probably give y'all a real in depth of what to expect and things like that. But I think the biggest thing I want to talk about is I want people to understand. Don't think you have to be traditional. The biggest misconception is we want to be like everybody else, right? Everybody, all my friends got a house, I should go buy me a house. All my friends got a car, I should go buy me a car. All my friends wear these shoes, I should buy these shoes, right? And for all the people, there's another thing I want to say. People always say they can't support small businesses, right? And that's what gets me. People say they cannot support small business. And for the small business owners, salute to y'all. And I want to see y'all win and keep doing things. But to the people out here, that's consumers that make that now, just say, the small business prices are too high. That's a lie. Because if you walk around here with a Louis Vuitton bag, a Chanel bag, or anything like that, you can afford anybody small business prices, right? Those small business prices, maybe at $80, $60, $70, maybe less. If you can buy a $1,500 bag, $2,000 bag, anything like that, you cannot complain about a small business. They are trying something. They're trying to build a brand. No, it ain't Louis Vuitton. No, it might not be Chanel. But guess what? They done put a lot of effort and work and time into it. So you should support it as well, right? You them people you can see, meet, touch, feel, and talk to. You ain't talking to nobody at Louis Vuitton, Chanel, Prada. You ain't talking to none of them people. Them people don't want to talk to you. You can't even send an email to them and they respond back to you in 24 hours. They're going to have somebody that's responding to an automated system, going to send you a generic email, and you're going to tell you why your shipping is late or why your product was damaged and all this stuff. So stop trying to be so high above people that you can't go buy and support people that you do know, right? Support local businesses. If you want to go get some gear from me, it's createeveryopportunity.com. Just like that. You don't got to put no www in front of it. You just got to put createeveryopportunity.com or createeveryopportunity.media to support the media platform, right? You don't have to put no W's in front of it. No. Just type that in, right? It ain't too late. Like PMC said, it ain't too late to change your ways and support people, man. Quit trying to make an excuse. My rent's too high. Quit that, man. You're going to go blow money on some shit. You ain't never even, half y'all can't even fucking pronounce the shit, let alone spell it. And then half you other motherfuckers, you can't even fucking, y'all don't even know what company own what. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, go out and support the people, man. Small, short episode. Thank y'all so much for listening. Hustlers Talk Show. Be giving y'all more episodes. So stay tuned. Peace.